Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jason Munns is, of course, the Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. He joins us each and every Monday. You can follow him on Twitter, at Munsley. Munns, what are we listening to and why?
Why, Jeffrey? This is the great Johnny Nash. I can see clearly now. Everybody knows this one.
Well, who's the cover version that I feel like is more popular?
Jimmy Cliff. He did it. Yeah, he did it in the early 90s, but this is the original from 1972. And, Johnny Nash. And of course, it just feels, you know, since the last time we talked, there's been some clouds that have lifted around here.
You didn't want to play Dashboard Confessional?
No, I was inspired by you guys. Mm-hmm. I will say that. I was inspired by, I wanted to get in the spirit of things.
Well, I will say not to toot our own horn, Jeffrey, but at the Rebounders Rebounders banquet, or whatever you want to call it, the dinner portion of the evening when the Rebounders
preamble,
before the Rebounders practice opened up for the Tiger basketball team, they did play Vindicated at the meal, and it was directly that someone had heard it on our show.
I do like how they had to. It wasn't just common knowledge that, of course, that was Dashboard Confessional's signature.
Someone
hit.
Came up to me and asked. Someone from the Rebounders Club came up to ask, who sang that song on your show the other day?
Well, the original recording, Chris Caraba, of course, sang, but is his
yes.
project.
What Dashboard band? Yeah, yes. What band was it?
It's not really a band. It's more him.
But regardless, Munns, both you and I were there at the Rebounders Open practice. It doubled as a. I'd say a celebration of where the program is right now after successfully navigating this IARP process and coming out mostly unscathed in terms of sanctions. You know, as someone put it to me, it's the first time in a long time we felt like this, where it's not like you don't have to add a caveat to everything you say about Memphis basketball. What did you make of the vibe? What did you make of Penny Hardaway's first comments, outside of a statement in regards to the IARP decision?
Well, yeah, the vibe was fantastic. It was everybody, a lot of people smiling, I guess it was equal parts, excited about what had just happened a few days earlier, the news that everybody got about the IARP decision, and then, excited about to see the team, to see Kendrick Davis in action, and to see, now they can finally put all that behind them and focus strictly on supporting the team. I will say though, I wouldn't say that I expected Penny to, necessarily take a quote unquote victory lap, but I will say that it was a little bit interesting that he wasn't out there trying to dunk on people, like he could have easily done that, given how things played out, he could have easily gone out and just started really, whether it was tongue in cheek or whether it was in a roundabout way, in a veiled way, he could have really stuck it to some people, but he didn't. I mean, like over and over again, he repeated just, ready to look forward, ready to put the, you know, happy that this is now behind us and we can look forward. And, good for him. That's probably the best and healthiest approach to take.
Well, I'd also say it's smart in that, yeah, other people do that for him. You know,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like other people do that for him, and it's ultimately to look better that way, as opposed to him jumping all over it. Yeah, no, because he kept saying the word blessed. I'm just blessed here. Just blessed.
I'll just say, I don't know if I'd have been big enough to do that. I probably would have slipped in some sort of jab somewhere or tried to, as you know, mm-hmm. but he didn't, and kudos to him for it.
I guess the thing that I found interesting is it feels like there's this narrative that if this goes to the COI, that the Committee on Infractions versus the IARP, like it would have been rendered the same verdict. I just don't understand how people are, like, that feels like a leap to me, because we've seen things go to the Committee on Infractions the last 18 months and it hasn't gone well. Like, it's gone fine. Like, I don't know. That's been something that's kind of been annoying to me.
Wait. So you're saying
I think the NCAA has made a decision that they don't want to be the bad guy right now. And they're making decisions based on that. And I think the last COI, like LSU went somehow to the Committee of Infractions and nobody knew about it, and they got literally nothing.
So I kind of am along that same track as you, but I cannot envision a reality where the NCAA enforcement staff, the traditional NCAA enforcement staff, completely absolved Penny Hardaway of any and all wrongdoing. I'm not saying that what the IRP panel did was like somehow in error or somehow should have gone a different way. I think what the IRP panel did was there was a lot of common sense involved. And that's more of what I'm saying, that the NCAA
I guess this is where I'd push back. When everyone goes that there's more common sense, I do think on the level of, hey, Penny Hardaway had been giving money. Like, Penny Hardaway's not a booster for this school. Like, he's been giving money to get a locker room named after him. He's like one of the most famous. So yes. But, like, in the same token, they bought the whole thing of, like, well, Penny had no idea that he was ineligible. It's like, okay, really? Like, I don't think common sense would suggest that. At the same time, like, I guess where I'm willing to go is I personally believe that Memphis was not getting a postseason ban and was probably not getting scholarship losses regardless.
I think Penny might have gotten suspended.
I do think where you could talk me into it is no suspension for Penny.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I'll say about the, you know, about the believability of whether or not he knew before the season opener that James Wiseman had been ruled ineligible, I found it interesting listening to Hugh Fraser, the chief panel member for the IARP, in his comments to the media on the Zoom press conference last Tuesday. He made sure to say more than once, based on the evidence that we had in front of us. Like, I don't know that even, you know, they believe that Penny Hardaway didn't know, you know, that James Wiseman had been ruled ineligible, but there was no way for them to prove it, you know? And so I think that's where I'm saying, like, I don't think the enforcement staff would have sort of fallen back on that. Like, well, we can't prove it. So it just feels like they don't necessarily usually feel the burden of proof as much as apparently the IARP did in this example.
I guess the narrative that, like, I think it is fair to say, if Memphis made the decision to go into the IARP, which is unclear to me, I'm not sure who sent it to the IARP first. Like, that seems unclear to me. But there, if it was the decision of they would prefer that because it's, you know, at least you know what happens in the COI, so therefore we're going to the IARP. Okay, I can buy that. It's just I have not seen right now an NCAA that's willing to drop the hammer right now.
Yeah. No, I mean, I do think that is very true. The somewhere along the way in the last couple of years, a corner has been turned. We do seem to have a kinder, gentler NCAA. But again, I still find it difficult to believe that they, if Memphis had gone the traditional route, that they would have, you know, only gotten off with a $5,000 fine and 3 years probation.
Talking to Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. You can follow him on Twitter at Munsley. Jason, didn't see any hammers at practice on Friday. Saw lots of bricks, though.
Hey-o.
Okay. I don't know how much to draw into. We saw like a half an hour of practice, but it was a half an hour in which they were, you know, either it was drills that were pretty intense and then full out scrimmaging towards the end. And, you know, Penny had the prefaced with like they haven't installed any of their offense yet, like much at all.
That's true. I mean, all they were doing Friday night was running cutters.
But here's what I would say. There weren't a lot of good shots created, and there weren't a lot of shots made during that scrimmage. There was also, like, I'm not discounting the fact that there was also some really good defense played as well.
Yeah.
And it struck me watching it, like, they're probably not as bad a shooting team as they looked. At the same time, maybe I'm jumping to some conclusions here.
It's Overreaction Monday.
I think they're going to need to be a really elite defensive team. I think that's going to be crucial to their success this year, given some of the limitations I expect they're going to have offensively. That's my gut feel. That's my gut take from. I don't think I'm not ready to say they can't be good, or they won't be bad. But I can say for them to be successful, I think it's going to have to include like. Not just last year's defense, like a return to 2 and 3 years ago when they had one of the 5 or 10 best defenses in the country.
Yeah. Now they looked really, really good defensively. And I certainly do think that has something to do with what we saw. And not saying that where you are is a bad place to be in terms of your expectations and all that stuff. But like, I don't know. Here's where I'm at. Like, we saw 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it was. They weren't running any offense. As Kendrick Davis said after the practice was over, that they practiced for 4.5 hours the day before. So there was some fatigue in there. This was at the end of a long practice on Friday. And the other thing is, like, you know, I just am not going all in on any sort of take the same way I wouldn't if Memphis goes out and scores 170 against Christian Brothers, you know what I mean, or whoever.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be like, oh my God, like national championship, here they are. I'm not. I mean, yeah, like was 13-0 an ugly look? Sure, especially considering that it was Kendrick Davis's. Team that didn't score, but you know, you do sort of take it with a grain of salt because they weren't running any sort of offensive set. They weren't, they weren't even playing with, you know, the lineups that you just, as we sit here today, think they would. I mean,
they had like Kendrick. It was like Kendrick Davis, Keontae Kennedy, DeAndre Williams. And then, like, either sometimes Malcolm, right? Sometimes KO, sometimes Jamar Young. Like, it was kind of interchangeable at the five. And, you know, but, like, the guys I expect to be their three leading scorers this year were on the same team.
Right. No. And I get that. But, like, Jamar Young was that side's center exclusively. Malcolm and KO were on the other team.
Yeah.
And then Alo was on the other team. It sounds more and more like he's going to be pretty heavily involved in the top of the rotation.
That was my other takeaway was because – and it's in – I think it's going to be in response to the fact they don't have a ton of shooters. They're going to have to play Kendrick Davis off the ball more than they probably plan to. And that, yeah. I think it's going to mean we're going to see a lot of A-Lo Kendrick Davis lineups.
Yes. Not saying that Alex is going to start. You know, like that might
close,
be
though.
A bit of this.
Might close. Yeah. Might close.
That might be sure. A semantics argument.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, he is going to be heavily involved, and I think that they are leaning into that as we speak, making sure that, I mean, yes, I think you're going to see a lot of Alex Lomax running point, and because, again, they lost Emmanuel Aycott because they lost so much. You know, they lost Landers, Tyler, Amani, Lester. They got to get some production along the perimeter from somewhere, and Kendrick Davis can really shoot it. And so, yeah, I mean, like, if we get into the season a little bit and you see Keontae Kennedy is shooting it well, and you see maybe even Elijah McCadden, Jaden Hardaway, you know, then maybe you see some adjustments. But I think at this stage, Memphis is planning to sort of, you know, lean into the A-Lo Kendrick Davis show.
I think this is my pledge to this show and to the audience. I pledge to not overreact to this basketball team until after Thanksgiving.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's a.
I'm going to red flag things. I will mention things that I'm looking for and watching, but I am not.
You're going to wait till after the tournament. After that tournament in Orlando, that's when you're going to take stock.
When they come back from Orlando, that's when we'll have our first report card.
When I think we'll know pretty. I mean, they're going to.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a lot of good games. They'll be at Vanderbilt, at St. Louis, VCU at home, and then that tournament.
I'm allowing for adjustments to adjustments. You adjusting to other teams adjusting to you. That way, I feel like that's a. I feel like that's a legitimate sample size.
Like, I don't even think they have a bye game for you. Like, during that stretch you're talking about. Like, yeah, Vanderbilt at St. Louis, VCU, and then they go to that tournament in Orlando.
Yeah, that's after that tournament, that's when the takes will fly.
Okay. All right, Munt. Oh, go ahead, Munt.
Well, no, I was just going to say the other part of this is the DeMaria Franklin. You know, whether he's eligible or not, you know, like, that's still, like, one of the last remaining question marks.
Yeah. And it feels like they could. It feels like they're. That could be a tipping point for this team. It feels like they need. I don't know what kind of score he is, but ultimately he's a guy who scored the ball last year at the Division I level. And after watching what I saw on Friday night, like, they need as many guys who can score the ball as possible.
Any options?
Yeah. Like, you know, I don't know if he's like the answer, but like on a given night he could be potentially.
He can help. Yeah, he can help for sure.
Yeah.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.